coolness personified. Here we are on our Friday get-together, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, July the 22nd at 7 past this hour. Things that are happening today, this minute, have happened this week. I suppose the general conversation, actually we can go back a little bit to this date in 1994 when something important happened. We'll deal with all of that. Jennifer Horn and I and Richie, and Michael's there to take your calls at 800-510-8255. The heat wave, which has spread from the Midwest to the East. You should be happy, Jennifer. You do not have you have warm weather there. You're on the valley side of things, so it gets warmer than it does.
But still not terribly bad.
No, not bad. Not as hot as it is here. I suppose we could have there's a heat wave. It's very hot. This could be the Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon. How hot is it?
It's so hot.
I don't need to have the heater on in my pool. That's how hot it is.
Really?
It's really, really hot. Soaring temperatures are still spreading toward the east. The Midwest is very hot and very dry now. It was very wet. Newton, Iowa yesterday, 129 degrees with the heat index.
That's the heat index? Okay, good.
Right.
I was going to say that.
123 is the heat index in Hutchinson, Minnesota today. 100 degrees. I was out on the tractor yesterday, and it was hot. Mm-hmm. Some of the tractors I have the canopies on them so that I don't get the sun, and neither the guys that are operating them, about half of them have those canopies. Other half do not. So there is a fight over who gets the tractors with the canopies. Who drives the truck?
Does it help or does it just trap the heat?
No, it just keeps the heat, it keeps the sun from beating down.
Keeps the sun off your head.
Yeah, right, exactly, which is good. Most people are looking for some kind of relief. How have you found relief? How do you spell relief when it comes to this heat? 800-510-8255. We have a swell prize for the person who calls us with the most creative way to stay cool. I was talking to our town manager here yesterday in Framingham. Mm-hmm. They have opened up many of the community buildings because many of those who are older are in jeopardy. This is actually a good idea. They have heat shelters, that's what they call them. You can go to the town hall, you can go to schools, you can go to various municipal office buildings, and some of the banks are allowing people to come into the bank and just sit there.
Just go in and sit?
Just go in and sit, which is, I think, quite a good idea.
Yeah, so, especially schools, if they're not being used right now.
Yeah,
that's pretty smart.
Right, exactly. Some of them have air conditioning. If you don't have air conditioning, they're going to be cooler than some of these other buildings, but most of them have air conditioning, at least in some parts of the building. So how are you dealing with the heat? 800-510-8255. What creative ways have you found to beat the heat? Time to play Beat the Heat. And your discussion will bring us around to a smile, or maybe sadness a little, because it's not pleasant to be
hot. I just go to work. Actually, going to work during the summer is a nice thing.
Well, your offices are down in the basement
like
of this building. Yeah. It's very cool down there all the time. It's very cool in a number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. The deeper into the ground you go, the cooler it's going to be.
We're not really in the ground. That's a misnomer.
Well, yeah, you're in the cellar.
No. There's a whole bottom side of the building. We're on a hillside.
We're
actually just in the center, but we'll pretend it's in the cellar.
I never see any windows. There are no windows down there.
No, we don't have windows in our level, but we could. Yeah. We'd be looking outside in the back of the building.
I see. Okay, to the garbage dump.
Yes.
Right. Be very wonderful.
I'll show you someday.
Yeah. All right. So the idea, though, of trying to beat the heat, trying to do something about the realities that we have. The global warming folks been out this week. Today we told you the Earth is going to bake. The Earth is going to cook. The Earth is going to be destroyed. So
it's either that or it's summer. Either one of those.
Right. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. So I was just thinking about the concept, even though you're not in the ground, of people going into the ground mm-hmm. to get cool. When, in fact, the more you dig into the Earth, if you go down far enough, you'll find unbelievable temperatures, like 25,000 degrees at the core of the planet. The temperature is about 24,000, 25,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a whole lot cooler than the sun, the surface of the sun.
Isn't that strange? But yet when you burrow down at first, it is always cooler.
It's cool. Right. But you go way, way down.
I think it's about halfway to China when it starts to get hot.
Right. It gets hot down there. Yeah. Go to China. What was that movie? Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That's right.
Remember that? And it was a long trip. It's a long way to Tipperary that way. I just think that we've got some creative people out there. So how have you, and maybe there's some good stories to be told. 800-510-8255. Okay, so before we get to item two, let's see if we can have Mary help us understand how she is keeping cool. You have parrots, Mary?
Yes, I have seven parrots.
Seven parrots. And are they all swearing at you because it's so hot?
No, I take a spritz bottle of water and spritz them down and spritz myself down, too.
That's smart.
Yeah, I was thinking of putting I bought at an auction some sort of plastic tubing that has holes in it. And I was going to put them around the barn doors so as the cows went out, they got sprayed. Because they are miserable.
You know, you can get those little misters with your hose. You just hook a hose up to it and it turns it into a mister.
That's a good idea.
Can we get a missus?
Yes. Actually, a mister, and then you can sing rock songs.
A mister, that's a good one.
Very good. Hi, Mary, that's very creative, spraying your parrots. What do you do for you, though?
I take ice cubes. Well, I spray myself, too, but I take ice cubes and put them on the inside of my wrists, and ice that cubes. Really cools you down.
That's ice a really cubes. Good idea. I've heard that.
How do you hold them there? What holds them on?
Oh, tape. You just do one wrist at a time.
But you held one wrist with the other wrist? I don't understand how you keep the ice cubes there. You just hold it.
No, you just rub it on your hand.
You rub it on your inside of your wrist.
Got it. Okay, so you're doing clever things.
The other thing they tell you to do is put your perfume, for you ladies, in the refrigerator. So when you squirt a little bit on your wrist in the morning, you get a nice little blast of cool.
Huh.
Oh, I like that idea.
Isn't that nice?
Great idea. Good, very nice. I see how helpful we are, Mary. Thank you. Here's Donald in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Got to be pretty warm there, Donald. What's the temperature there right now?
Well, it's 82 right now.
82 at little after 6 in the morning. That's kind of warm.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
On my tractor at home, I got one of them electric spray rigs. I put ice water in it, and every once in a while I flip it on, and it sprays back on me.
Have you got a cab tractor, or have you got an open tractor?
Open tractor.
Open. What kind of a tractor is it?
It's John Deere.
Oh, sorry.
No, come on, you Farmall.
I was going to put my Farmall T-shirt on today, and I didn't do that. Maybe I should. All right, so you, how does it, you have it on a rollover bar behind you, or where is it situated?
Well, it's got a bar on it with like four sprayers on it, and it mist is back on me while I'm cutting hay.
Yeah. What kind of a mower have you got?
It's a farm tractor. It's a John Deere tractor.
Another John Deere?
John Deere.
Do you have something against the red?
Everything. Well, there are different kinds. There are a lot of different kinds of mowers you could get, not just red.
Yeah.
There's a Kuhn mower. Those are pretty good. John Deere actually makes a good mower. I have one of those myself. I have to admit to having some John Deere equipment, even though I make a lot of noise about it, Don. You hear me teasing about not wanting green tractors around. But I do have, I have green equipment. There are some John Deere. I have some, I have a couple of mowers. I have a bunch of forage wagons, that sort of thing. So how much hay are you putting in this summer, and how is it being affected, the quality of the hay, by the weather?
Well, actually, here lately it's been raining quite a bit, so we're going to have a pretty good hay crop.
So you got first done and you're on to second now?
Yes.
Yeah, how much hay do you put up?
I usually put up about 100 rolls a year.
Oh, that's not a lot. What do you feed?
A few cows and some horses.
Yeah. All right. Well, we enjoy the farm talk, and that's a great idea. Actually, give him one of the Doug Steffen items, will you, Michael? That's the idea of spraying yourself with ice water while you're on a tractor. That's pretty
that's
cool.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty cool idea, if you'll pardon the pun.
I can't play that game in L.A., but that's good.
Mark, do you need any? Do you need to have heat relief in Alaska? What's the temperature right now in Fairbanks?
Temperature right now in Fairbanks is probably around 50 degrees.
50 degrees, okay. So you don't need any help, so why'd you call?
I'm going to tell you what the solution is to suffering from too much heat.
Move to Alaska. I beat you.
Man. Smart.
All right, take care. People are funny. 800, well, that's really why we have you're here. You're invited to share with us What are you doing to beat the heat? Have some fun. 800-510-8255. Coming up, a discussion of the Colorado woman who has been arrested for giving the TSA a little of its own medicine, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen. This Colorado woman, this is an interesting story. We'll get to it in a matter of moments. And any more good ideas, help yourself. To 800-510-8255. It's too early for the 2020 news quiz, but I have a good one for you. It's sort of a historical and historical news quiz. The Good Day program brought to you by Salon Paz. A special offer now for those of you who are listeners. Get a free sample of Salon Paz by going, you counting how many different ways they pronounce this, Jennifer?
You actually said it perfectly right now, Dougie.
Right. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on the Salon Paz button to stop pain immediately. You have pain? Ha-chup-choo-cho-ho!
We laugh in the face of pain.
We don't like pain. As listeners to this program, other than getting a full dose of silliness as often as possible, there's a valuable coupon awaiting you. If you go to DougSteffen.com, click on the Salon Pause button. This is a very highly recommended relief, a relief patch. You don't have to take any pills. It'll upset your stomach. Then you'll have to have aloe cure to straighten out the stomach. So we have all of these products. I was thinking about that. I was laughing last night, actually, about all of the different products that we advertise and how one goes to the other. Mm-hmm. Right? If we want you, if you've been taking all of those pills that upset your stomach, even though they may get rid of the pain, you get an upset stomach, we got something for you.
Exactly.
Aloe cure. Right? That's another great product that we have that has really taken the country by storm. And I want to give you the number for this, too. Have you not heard me talking? I just started talking this week about those of you who have, let's say you've taken too many of those pills, too many aspirins, too much ibuprofen, too much Aleve. What else is it that upsets your stomach? What's the one that begins with a T? Tylenol.
Tylenol.
Yeah. Take that stuff. Or aspirin in general will upset your stomach.
It's tough on you, sure.
It is tough on you. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw the pills and the tablets away, and you're going to take care of your digestive discomfort by trying this product, which I am taking. I give it to Charlotte. This product is Aloe Cure. Aloe Vera, even though sort of new to a lot of people, is a perfect way for you to get digestive relief. This is the cure for the problem. If you have the problem, call 855-879-2873. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. A lot of people have upset stomach because it's so hot. They don't want to eat anything. There are all kinds of reasons that you got an upset stomach. Aloe Cure takes care of every single one of them. Believe me, I'm giving you Charlotte, not to put too fine a point on it, has her moments when there's a lot of gas. And I added the Aloe Cure to her food, and the gas has pretty much virtually disappeared. So if you don't take it for, you don't take my word for it, because I'm not going to tell you much about my gas. Jennifer would be happy to talk about it, but I'm not telling you anything about my gas.
No,
but Charlotte's
I've heard
gas,
it firsthand.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, thank you very much. I need a little Aloe Cure, and I do take it. I have Aloe Cure, a little sip of it. I put it in my shake every day. It really does do the trick. So settle down your stomach. Digestion issues, the fix is Aloe Cure, 855-TRY-ALOE CURE, which is 855-879-2873. Good advice from good people here on Good Day 21 After the Hour.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 $50 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Remember, love hurts? We all know how much love hurts. And wait! It doesn't help.
I had a girlfriend used to throw pots and pans and hit me in the head. That
it
really
does hurt.
Yeah. Love hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Tony threw a bowl of soup at me once. Yeah, the noodles stuck to the ceiling in the kitchen. We never took them down. We always laughed when we looked up at the noodles.
You think you can get soup? Please, you're wasting everyone's time. No soup for you.
Was it 104 today? Oh, my God, it was so hard. Arnold Schwarzenegger's clothes were on the front lawn setting himself on fire. That's how hot. It was so hot in the Oval Office, President Obama had to install a debt ceiling fan. That's how hot. It was so hot, people were as delirious and incoherent as a Florida jury. What was that all about? It is so hot in New York City, people are sweating like Chinese investors when they heard the federal government's going to shut down. That's how it was so hot, I saw a dog putting ice in the toilet before he drank from it. That's it was so hot, Al Gore released a statement today. Told you so! Told you so! It was so hot in England, Rupert Murdoch was hacking into Eskimo phone calls. That's how hot it was. Man, what a heat wave we're having right now, especially in the Midwest. Man, people are sweating like Rupert Murdoch trying to explain his phone bill. It was so hot this weekend, they closed down the 405 again, turned into a slip and slide. It was so hot, Australian tourists are starting to smell like French tourists. That's how hot it was. It's so hot in London, Lord Voldemort applied sunblock where his nose used to be. People are sweating like Jennifer Lopez trying to figure out where she put the prenup. I know it's in here. I know it's in here somewhere.
Jay is a very good
guy.
Very good at what he does. 25 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug, Stephan, Richie. Trying to figure out what we have. We have technical items we're dealing with now. Michael is at the controls and taking your calls about heat and how you're dealing with the heat. 800-510-8255. So, Susan, you have what? Is terry cloth, that's pretty much the same stuff that washcloths and towels are made out of, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It sure is.
So what do you do?
I make a tube. I take it, cut it like, you know, I don't know what you call it, longwise, and then fold it over and sew it together and leave one end of it open.
Yeah.
And you know these pre-frozen ice packs?
Yeah.
Stick them
right in there.
Yeah. In there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then tie, and then put string, sew strings on the end of it, tie it on the back of my neck.
Yep. Good idea.
Great idea.
That's a very good idea. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you for being creative. What's your creative idea to deal with the heat? Trying to help you out a little bit here as a public service of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Who was it that said on this date in 1994, actually he was standing in front of a judge and he pleaded absolutely 100% not guilty. Who was that man? Would you still like to shake his hand? 800-510-8255. He was charged with a crime that was heinous. Who was it that pleaded absolutely, 100% not guilty, Your Honor. And it was this date, 1994. Help yourself to the prize if you're the first person that won before on our news quizzes or quickie quizzes that we have, the 2020 quizzes. Help yourself, 800-510-8255. This man, well-known, shall we say, in the annals of American history for lots of different reasons. Here's a, I could have done a news quiz and had you identify Yukari Milamani. You know who she is?
No.
Yukari Milamare. She was flying to her home in Colorado from Phoenix.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And a female TSA agent groped her.
Right.
So she turned around and
groped back.
Her. Right. Barbara O'Toole was the lady, the female TSA agent. And according to the police report, Ms. Yukari grabbed her left breast and squeezed it and twisted it without the victim's permission.
Yeah.
All right, you have to have permission to do that now?
Yeah. Right. It's this new thing. Yeah. I don't know.
So now she's arrested and charged with, what is she charged with? She's charged with assault.
Yeah.
This lady doesn't look like she's too much of a danger to anybody. 61 years old. She admitted to groping, resisted arrest. Her next door neighbor told a television crew that he was 100% shocked by the incident. For her to be arrested for anything is shocking to me. But this is the frustration level that people are on. People are frustrated. They're fed up with the TSA, fed up to their Mickey with it. And so this is the kind of stuff, especially when it's hot like this. What do they expect?
Yeah, everybody's temper's running
high. People have had enough. The lines are ridiculous. The way these people function is ridiculous. Somebody sent me an email. Why are you always picking on the TSA? Why is that? Because you suck at what you do.
Nice.
That's why. That's the bottom line. I'm going to make it much.
You're running a little hot, too.
Much, I'm running a little hot, too. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Now 33 at the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. How do we deal with the heat? Lots of watermelon. Quality of the watermelon this year is excellent. Oranges, lemonade. I'm mixing my lemonade. I'm holding up my glass. Richie, you got this. We are streaming live the video from the Doug Steffens studio and the Rich McFadden studio.
I see you.
I am drinking...
That's pink lemonade.
Well, no, it's not, actually. I mixed three things. I mixed lemonade, cranberry juice, and sangria.
So, oh, my God, you're drinking right now?
A little sangria, Friday morning sangria.
He doesn't have sangria.
That's how you beat the heat. You don't remember there is heat.
That's it, right, exactly.
There's no sangria. Hey,
on our Facebook page, Dougie?
Yes.
I asked the question, what do you do to beat the heat?
Yes.
And so we have an idea up there from Tambry Cole. She said, stay inside in the AC, but if she has to do yard work, she fills up her pool, and after she airs it up, her floaty fits perfectly in it. So I guess she has a little kiddie pool, it sounds like.
Really?
Did you hear the story in Texas about a guy who walked out in his backyard and somebody stole his above-ground pool?
What?
Somebody stole this guy's above-ground pool.
How do you do that?
Slide and all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How big was it? Like a 10,000-gallon pool?
Like a 10-foot round, 4-foot high pool.
Wow. Nail those puppies down. They have a hard time getting my pool out of the ground.
How do you do that?
That's really difficult.
How do you get all the water out of that thing without somebody noticing?
Yeah. I remember we had a pool. When Tony and I were married, we had this above-ground pool that had been...
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I lived in the house where I grew up pretty much, on the farm where I grew up. And so I remember when they put in this above-ground pool, it was plywood. You walk up, probably had 12,000, 14,000 gallons of water in it. And I kept fixing it because the plywood kept rotting. So every year I would replace the planking and the plywood as much as I could. And I drained a lot of the water out of it every year so we could fix it. And I had bought Tony for a Mother's Day present, one of those little sunfishes or sailfish, because she used to love to go out in those little boats. So I had it behind the house where the swimming pool was.
Oh, yeah.
And one morning, well, it was early one morning, I heard this snap. And what the pool finally gave way, collapsed, and all the water poured out of it and took the sailfish, and out into the street it went, landed on top of a car coming around the corner just at the right time there. It was like a waterfall. Everything gushed out, and you have to understand the stone wall about 4 feet off the ground, so the front lawn was 4 feet higher than the pavement. So the water came around the house and just gushed like it was a waterfall, hit the car, and the sailfish went right into the car as well.
Nice.
Wow.
That was a great visualization. Didn't do much for the pool, so we dug a hole in the backyard and just buried the pool, and that was the end of the pool.
Can I tell you my story?
Yes.
When I was a little kid, we had one of those above-ground swimming pools.
Yeah.
My dad will tell you this story to this day. He still gives me a hard time about it.
Yeah.
And I was such a wimpy kid that when our ladder broke, I didn't just want to hop into the pool. I was just too wimpy for that.
Just hop over the side?
Yeah, so I got a brilliant idea that I would use a folding chair.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently when you put a folding chair on the liner of a
not a good idea.
The liner goes crazy, and I saw my swimming pool disappear in about, I don't know, 1 minute, 1 minute, 30 seconds. All the water was out. The lining was gone.
And your father said...
Oh, he was so upset. He was so mad. Yeah. And he wouldn't replace it. I'd beg him to replace it, and he never replaced it for me.
Yeah. Ah, well. Those sweet memories, fond memories of our youth. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 23 before the hour. The 2020 News Quiz question asks you to identify the gentleman, use the term loosely, who on this day, 1994, pleaded to the judge when asked how he responds to the charges. Absolutely, 100% not guilty. Who was it who said, what did you say?
Not guilty-ish.
Ish, yeah, right, exactly. John is in Champaign, Illinois. How do you do, John?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you this morning?
You know the Libmans that make the brooms there?
That's in a small little town south of here called Arthur, Illinois.
That's right. They live in Champaign, however.
Oh, do they?
Yes, the Champaign, they are very good friends of mine, and they have a wonderful business, and they have that town that you're right. Town's about, I went down there with Robert Libman about a year ago to visit the plant, and I think it's about a 30-minute ride, if I remember correctly, isn't it, that little town?
Approximately 30 minutes, yeah.
But they make more brooms and products that are for the home in that factory than any other single factory in the world. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's
you do now.
Now you know it. There's a, it, it's, it pretty much employs everybody in that town, and they make the expanse of the interest in this sort of thing. They have most of the product. It's really amazing how many local companies. Pardon me, John, while we sort of digress here for a second, but it's a great American story. Sandra is somebody I went to college with. She's the chairman of our board of trustees at Heidelberg University, and she and I are very close. And I care a lot about her husband as well. Very interesting guy. Family business started by the father. And they have built a business based on need, which is a wonderful thing. When you get right down to it, we need to keep our homes clean. We need to keep our offices clean. And we need to do it as inexpensively as possible. So they produce the best and the least expensive brooms and mops and things like that. The Libman brand, if you go to any hardware store,
Absolutely.
To any one of the box stores, you see Libman brooms, Libman mops, Libman this, Libman that.
Sure.
And that's who it is, and that's where it's made, in that little plant that you're talking about. Not so little. It's a little town, but it's not a little plant by any stretch of the imagination.
2,000 people at the most.
Oh, yeah. Right, and half of them working that plant. Right, you know what fascinated me when he brought me in to show how they make everything there. They have equipment; much of it's made in Italy. They make everything, including the handles. The plastic comes, Richie, varying grades of used recycled plastic.
Yeah,
much of it from plastic bottles.
Sure.
Plastic receptacles, these big, massive bags that are filled with these little chips that they melt down and use for the handles or for the various things that hold the devices together. It's fascinating to see how this stuff is done. And it's a, you know what it is, John? It's a great example of Yankee ingenuity. As much as anything else. It really, really
is. So
you got me off onto a tangent here, but I wanted to tell that story because it's a good story about a good American company.
It's easy to do, Dan. Don't worry.
It is, yeah. It's easy to do. And when I saw you in Champaign, it's a perfect out, frankly. All right. So anyway, who was it? You called not to listen to me rant on about the Libmans, but to tell us who said absolutely 100% not guilty, Your Honor.
That man would be O.J. Simpson?
Yes. Orenthal James, isn't that his name, Richie?
That is.
Right.
Orenthal James.
Yes, right. He was not guilty of charges that he murdered his ex-wife and restaurant worker Ronald Goldman. Remember the judge's name in this case?
Ito.
Ito. Judge Ito.
Lance Ito, right.
Remember
exactly.
The dancing Itos on the Jay Leno show.
That's right. did anybody see the comparison in the Bronco chase with the vehicle that took Casey Anthony away from the courthouse the other day? They had
white Bronco?
The video side by side of the white Bronco and the escape vehicle that she was in to get out of town.
No, I didn't see that at all.
Comparing the two.
Yeah. There's also
news media hard at work for you.
There was a Photoshop picture of her and him together.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't there that floated around?
Yeah, wasn't photoshopped.
What do you mean, photoshopped? All right, John. Thank you for the call. What are you doing to stay cool? Pretty hot there. What's the temperature in Champaign right now?
The temperature right now is 82 degrees.
Yeah, so it's pretty warm. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to stay cool?
I'm in my truck with the air conditioner on my way to work.
What are you driving for a truck?
I drive a Ford F-150.
There you go.
That's hot.
50.
Yep. There you go.
You can live in the back of that.
I think
thing
I'm giving
like
up on the Fords. I'm going to try Dodges next.
No, don't
yep.
do that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep,
no.
Yep.
No.
I'm doing Dodges with a Cummings, the new Cummings engine. Yep. Yeah,
I like the Dodge pickup truck, but the Ford F-150. Mm-mm-mm.
Dodge, it's a Fiat. You can't drive no Fiat pickup truck, man.
That's a good American company. As a matter of fact, you didn't hear the story this week. This is how we know it's a good American company.
They paid back their loans.
No. Chrysler workers this week were busted in Trenton, Michigan, for bad behavior. There was a television station that has video of workers smoking dope and drinking in the break room.
There you go. They're building your next truck, Doug.
Everybody gets a lunch hour.
Oh, my God. They build engines for the Chrysler 300 at this plant. And the video is pretty much a reprise of the edicts last year, which got a lot of Chrysler workers disciplined. But apparently it's difficult or more difficult to discipline them now that it's not an American-owned company. I don't know. What difference does it make? You break the law, who owns the company, right?
Well, then law disciplining them or the company disciplining them.
Yeah. Here's an interesting... John, hold on a second. We're going to take good care of you. One of the responses to that story, I will never buy or lease any vehicle built by the UAW.
Hmm.
Here's somebody else. Jason writes, human beings abuse substances while at work, while on a break. The television station finds human beings who abuse substances while at work and exposes them. These news people are agenda-driven idiots generalizing this like all UAW members are doing it. That's a legitimate complaint because they're not doing that at all. What I said yesterday that bothered me about unions, and I got it kind of in the neck for saying this, but I don't mind repeating it because I believe that the reason this week American Airlines announced the largest plane order ever, 450 new planes in the next 4 to 5 years. They're going to replace the MD-80s. They got about 400 of them. And the MD-80s are a big hog, big fuel hog, and they're lousy. They're not a comfortable plane to ride in. So they're going to replace them with 737s, a couple of hundred of them, and a couple of hundred of the Airbus A320s. And as soon as I heard that, because pretty much America has been on all a Boeing fleet, the reason the CEO of American said he would not buy all the planes from Boeing, listen to this, is because he couldn't count on the unions and their relationship with Boeing to keep the plants running.
Whoa.
To kick out the 400 planes that were necessary. You didn't hear that, Richie?
No.
Ooh,
we
yeah.
talked about
oh,
that
that's
yesterday.
A slap in the face.
Well, I mean, they've just built a plant down in South Carolina to deal with these problems because I think South Carolina is a right-to-work state, right? So you have less problems there. But those of you who live in the Seattle area, what's the matter with you? You got 30, 40, 45,000 jobs at these plants, and you want to screw around with that? Especially when there are many. I mean, look at what you did. You cost Boeing an order for 200 planes. You know how much money that is?
Wow.
How many billions of dollars? Because you're screwing around?
Look for the Union Labor.
I just, you know.
I like the Visa.
Time to get with the program, folks. You want America to survive. Boeing is the biggest exporter of planes. The Chinese are about to start building planes to compete with Boeing. So what do you want? You're going to start buying planes from China now because you're screwing around? You don't get it.
Don't let your greed bite your nose off.
They think Boeing's a profitable company. But hello, let's think of the greater good. Think of the country and not just of Boeing. And for American to buy 200 planes from Airbus is a hell of a statement, especially. And by the way, the chairman of Boeing and the chairman of Airbus are sitting on the stage with the chairman of American while he's having this press conference. And the reporter says, why aren't you buying all the planes from Boeing? And the chairman looks at the guy from Boeing and says, because I can't count on their unions being able to keep the plants open. Now, what does that say to you about the union movement in America? I don't think there's been a more clear statement about that reality. And this is not about me being anti-union. For God's sakes, get with the program. Everybody's complaining about America going down the tubes. It's about time people kind of wake up, isn't it? To the realities of that, a 200 plane order, they kiss it off because they can't get the unions on the straight and narrow, or the unions can't find themselves understanding how many jobs is it for 200 planes? That's like 12,000 people right there. Ah, pretty disgusting. All right, we have time for Dr. Ken. We hurry?
No.
No, okay. Well.
Dr. Ken will have to wait till later.
I have, let's do a couple of things we have to do, and then there's lots of time for lots of different things, and that's why we specialize in time management here.
Yes, you're the expert in time management, aren't you?
Time management.
That's right.
Yeah, you need time management lessons?
Yeah,
Talk to Dudley.
Time management says it's 12 before the hour.
Yeah, very good. Congratulations.
This is a special announcement to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 175,000 miles, with a vehicle service contract about to expire, or no automobile breakdown coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Automobile Coverage of America has announced a revolutionary low-cost coverage plan that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. Drivers with less than 175,000 miles will not have to pay for a covered vehicle repair bill again out of their own pocket. Now the repair bill is paid directly for you. This is the automobile breakdown coverage that is sweeping across the nation. That's a fraction of the cost that some dealerships are charging. Drivers who activate this coverage will also receive roadside assistance, towing, and car rental at no additional cost. Call today for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. Number to call is 800-698-8785. 800-698-8785. Again, that's 800-698-8785.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming. Subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Can't you place that spot someplace so the last one.
We should talk like that for an hour.
I don't like listening to that commercial. Never mind talking like that. It injures my brain to listen.
And it's so small to begin with.
Oh, that'll fail.
Love you, Dougie.
Look at the video camera at my face.
Hello.
Hello.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
My train of thought by having me go back on the radio, Richie.
I apologize for this travesty.
I was involved in deep thought, pushing the buttons. And by the way, if you're going to buy a computer, this is the technology moment here with our focus on the tools of the trades. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm holding this up right now. You see this keyboard? Richie got this keyboard, the camera on the keyboard.
Yeah, I can see, yeah.
It's a piece of junk. Do not buy an HP keyboard, a new keyboard. I have this new, I have a new computer system. This is the keyboard that came with it, and it is awful.
Really?
Awful.
Why don't you like it?
Because I can't, my hands, it's too sensitive, and as I move my hands across the keyboard, it picks up other letters. So I'm constantly going back and trying to clear off, whereas the old Dell keyboard and something else.
You could bang on something.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Right. And I can't plug the old ones into this because it doesn't allow for the old kind of plug in this new tower. I can only use the new kind of
the USB
plug. Yeah, so.
Can you get a wireless one?
I'm going to go to Staples.
Just go to Staples and get a new one.
Find a new one. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's 55 minutes after the hour. Do you know where you can access high-quality business writing?
Free?
Where's Roberta when we need her? This is something to put on the Queen of Cheap, Richie. Free, high-quality business writing. Those of you who are in business, who are always talking all the time about how you can market your business using they just went out of my mind.
Captain Email?
Yeah, Captain Email. All right, the text message. We have this marketing thing that we're promoting from Captain Email. You go to your client's prospect cell phone, and the way to learn about it is to try the free trial. Text Doug to 313131, and you'll see how it works. They give you sort of an example of it. But you got to have something to send. You need a good writing person, good writing skills, and because the schools have done such a terrible job, there is a business lingo, kind of, I think. Isn't there? There's a certain nuance to business writing. There's a whole career. I know people who have made a career out of writing. They do manuals.
My sister-in-law used to do that for software for medical companies.
Right, yeah. Yeah, this is how it works. Uh-huh. I know I met a guy once who worked for International Harvester for 40-some-odd years, and he wrote the manuals on how to take the tractors apart, put them back together again, that sort of thing. So that's a business skill. It really is. So in a moment, Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will help you find this high-quality business writer free. That's up next here on Good Day.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
If you're interested in insightful, high-quality business writing, take a look at the website of the widely respected Harvard Business Review. Most people are familiar with the magazine, which features long-form, journal-style articles. But the website at hbr.org does it just as well, slightly shorter, and with far greater selection. Consider some of the articles and blog postings available this week. The most read piece on the site over the last 24 hours at the time of this recording was headlined, Nine Things Successful People Do Differently. The author, a motivational psychologist named Heidi Grant Halverson, advises to, quote, focus on getting better rather than getting good, close quote. Other headlines, flexing your no-thanks muscle. To monetize social media, humanize it. And 10 principles to live by in fiercely complex times. Now, here's the beauty of it all. All of this rich material is free. There is no cost. Do yourself a favor if this kind of high-end business writing is of interest. Visit hbr.org. I'm Alex Goldfein.
I'm Doug Steffen. Visit DougSteffen.com for lots of insight into what's going on. You can connect to our Facebook page there, where Stacy writes, Hi, Doug. Meant to post this yesterday. You were sharing your awful experience with a dentist. Sounds like you need to meet Dr. Jack Felton here in Tiffin, Ohio, WTTF. It's been wonderful for me for 20 years. Give my name as a reference. Earns me points.
Mm-hmm. Might as well.
I have my friend Wade Young, who's on the board with me at Heidelberg, is my eye doctor. Mm-hmm. I have had, what other things.
You're so cute. You have doctors all over the country. So you do your eyes in Ohio, your teeth in Massachusetts, your chiropractor.
I'm doing my teeth in Massachusetts now after the guy in California screwed. Oh my God. Talk about... A shell game. All right. What else are people on Facebook saying?
We're talking about what you do to beat the heat. Michelle says, what else can you do but drink water, swim in the water, and chillax in the air conditioning?
Thank you very much, Michelle. 59 past the hour on Good Day.